This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. Phone lines open this hour.
800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write down that troll-free number. I'd love to hear from you on anything. 800-313-9443. Steve?
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about the NSA and spying. You know, I did get that story about the NSA leak that shows the NSA grabbed data on over 70 million French phone calls in less than 30 days, and that's from Tech Dirt. We can go into that if you want, or we've got some other stories, I'm sure.
And, of course, the NSA spied on the Mexican government for years. Spying on top Mexican officials, including the president for 4 years. German magazine Der Spiegel reported this past Sunday. Let's see here. I was going to tell you about CIA Director's David Petraeus' new post.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
What's he doing? He's doing a guess.
Where's David?
All right. David, the former four-star general, who's faced protest over his wartime role at previous academic appointments in New York last month, takes up a Harvard teaching position.
Not Georgetown? His old alma mater?
Nah, he's going to go to Harvard, man. The best of the best, man.
Harvard, yes.
Yes, that's right. The retired four-star gentleman has joined the staff at Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government.
I see, yes. Uh-huh.
School announced on Friday that Petraeus has been appointed a non-resident senior fellow at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs.
I see, yes, uh-huh.
Petraeus will jointly lead a new project focusing on the technological, scientific, and economic dynamics that are spurring renewed North American competitiveness. The, quote, coming North American decades project will analyze how potential policy choices could affect this ongoing transformation. Petraeus is known for implementing the surge strategy while leading U.S. forces in Iraq. He also was the commander of the U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan before becoming the CIA director. He resigned his CIA post after an affair, supposedly. That's what they say. Anyways, I don't know
yes.
There's more of that. More to that story.
Yes, case in point. Case in point.
Stalling the post is a very good one for him. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought he would join his friends at the Georgetown School on Foreign Service, you know, with people like Clapper and Donnie Dumsfeld. Yeah, did you know Donnie Dumsfeld?
Did you say Frapper or Clapper?
I said Frapper and no Clapper. Clapper. And Donnie Dumsfeld actually attended school there for a little while. Yeah, he kind of flunked out, but you know, he still ended up as Secretary of Defense. And most of those people come out of there. Almost all of them, Petraeus did, you know, go through that school on foreign service at Georgetown. That was where Bill Clinton came from, of course. And virtually all of Obama's staff that are in the war machinery are out of some form of school, many of them from Georgetown's school on foreign service. And that's why we have this kind of spy ring in this government. And when they become disposable, like Petraeus did, or a problem, and there's other generals that we've talked about who've been fired recently, well, then they go on to Harvard. And
Steve, do you trust the government?
Do I trust the government? Why?
Yeah. Why? Do you trust the government?
Well, I mean, you know, what does the word government mean?
Mind control.
Yeah, mind control. You know, I'm not an anarchist. I do believe in good government. I believe in good government, but I believe in good government is something.
But Steve, do you trust the U.S. government right now?
At this point right now, no, I don't, because I think the problem is absolutely been way out of line for many, many years.
You're not alone, Steve. You're not alone. Listen to this.
A new survey shows public trust in the United States government has hit a record low. The Pew survey, which was conducted just before the budget deal in the Congress, says only 19% of Americans trust the federal government. The survey also shows 73% of Americans are unhappy with the performance of the Congress. The survey also says the American public blames the lawmakers for the problems in the Congress. Several other polls had also indicated the public trust to the political system in the U.S. has been shaken due to the political bickering over the budget.
So there you go, Steve. 19%.
Yeah.
Trust the government. You're not alone.
Oh, absolutely. And people have every good reason. And I'm surprised it's even as high as 19% that are still trusting the government. But, you know, the bottom line is, Bob, it's people like us, or at least our counterparts in the mainstream news media, that I find a big portion of fault with. Because a lot of people, unfortunately, are followers, and they don't have a chance to look in depth with things. They don't have an idea about what's really going on. Very few of them actually are paying attention to the kind of, you know, minute details that we're noticing about all these things happening. They claim they're too busy, but in fact, a lot of the cases, it's actually irresponsibility. They're just not being alert. You know, we've said before, being an American, and I know I don't mean to just talk about America only, because this is happening all over the world. We really appreciate our listeners in Canada and, of course, Mexico and Costa Rica. I'll know it going on and on and on. But the bottom line is, you know, being a good citizen, at least in the United States, what it really means to be a patriot isn't about carrying a flag on the 4th of July. It's not about, supporting our troops, be they, you know, good or bad. It's not about, you know, what we think our system is all about. It's about holding government accountable. That's what the real patriotism is all about. And that's what we don't do anymore. Look at this whole thing. Did you see the $13 billion buy-off that J.P. Morgan just had recently with the bank foreclosure scandal? I mean, here they're going to pay $13 billion and no one's going to go to jail. Look at Jamie Dimon, you know, look at John Corsi. Look at all these banks who have stole trillions of dollars. Look at all these filthy, vile politicians who've committed all kinds of acts of treason. You know, when you talk about this, you're talking about the fact that the American people have grown very lazy, fat, and sloppy in their duty as citizens. And the mainstream news media has been a big part of this, because that's all people want to hear. They don't want to see anything deep. They don't want to know that 9/11 was an inside job. They don't want to know that the CIA killed John F. Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, all because they opposed the Vietnam War and opposed the system that has become what we have today. They don't want to know about Oklahoma City. They don't want to know about chemtrails. They don't want to know about GMO foods. Well, there's a growing amount in a few places. I mean, we are making progress, friends. Don't get me wrong. I'm not so completely discouraged, because a lot of people are waking up. But the reality is, you know, the mainstream news media, Bob, is just as much to blame as Congress for letting these guys get away with this kind of stuff. Look at what happened just last August 21st with the Syrian gas situation, the chemical weapons in Syria, and how everybody all around the world was saying it was the rebels that did it. But yet you hear the news media continually talking about how Assad's government was up to no good and citing that as a case. Echoing the pathetic lies of John Kerry and the Obama administration. And Obama was on television today telling everybody what a great deal. Everybody was so happy with wanting to get Obamacare set up. And we know that's it's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie. But that's what's going on here, you know what? And, of course, I'm not alone. I'm sure a lot of our listeners feel the same way, and we can have them call in and voice their complaints and be a part of this awakening. Or we can just continue to go to sleep, Bob, and let it get worse.
Wake up, folks. Call us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
My wife just sent me this. Multiple Wyoming school districts implant RFID chip technology in students without parental consent.
In Wyoming, of all places? Oh, my gosh.
Dick Cheney. Multiple Wyoming school districts implant RFID chip technology in students without parental consent. I'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. But we're going to take phone calls for the rest of the show tonight as long as we get them. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. What do you want to talk about? Let's talk with Randy. Hello, Randy.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
You got a great show. I listen every night. Never miss it.
Great. Hey, the check's in the mail, man.
All right. What do I do for the next check now?
Just keep calling us every other night and saying the same.
Yeah, keep calling us and sending us compliments.
Right. Got a question for you. You gentlemen ever looked very closely at all roads leads to Rome? Have you ever looked at the Vatican?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, don't get Steve going on that one. Then
You're going to get me started, Randy. You know.
I'd like to get somebody started because I can't get anybody on any talk radio anywhere to talk about it. Are they afraid of losing customers or are they afraid of dying? That's what I don't know.
I think it's a little of both, to be honest with you. I mean, I'd be glad to, hear your comments, of course, but just giving you my background, I understand the situation because I went through it twice. I went through a reawakening after I knew how bad this whole thing was. I was married to a Catholic girl, and my son attended let's put it this way, it was a Jesuit-run high school, okay?
Yeah.
Coming out of that kind of 1980s Ronald Reagan era, when, by the way, Reagan reestablished connections with the Vatican in 1982. You're absolutely right. And those relations had been broken since about, 1869, when the people in the United States realized that the Vatican Rothschild banks had been involved very deeply in inciting the Civil War. And that was a big part of it, of course. And all you have to look at is a guy by the name of Judah Benjamin, and you study his background. He was a Rothschild banking agent and Secretary of War and Treasury for the Confederacy. Also, even by admission by John Surratt, who ended up in the Vatican after the assassination of Lincoln, as you may know, there's photographs of him as a papal Zouave on the internet. You can see those. But the reality is, even Surratt was talking about how funding was coming directly from Judah Benjamin. And so we know that these people have been around for a long time, and the United States didn't want to have anything to do with it. We were warned by our forefathers about these people and how dangerous they are. So just to give you a long story short, I love Catholic people. And for people to say, well, are you Catholic bashing? I don't guess so, because even though I've never been really a Catholic, I've attended Mass with family and came to a very crude and rude awakening about a lot of this stuff. What was it, about 5 years ago, Bob, when because I was looking at the New World Order, I'd known about them all along, but as you're probably getting at, Randy, I had no idea, and as I mentioned earlier in the show tonight, where a lot of the people in the Obama war machine come from. And, I mean, yes, there's always the Jews, but, people need to say, well, wait a minute, what about the Jesuits? They're a part of this, a very, very big part of this. They run the entire spy system. They run these people from Georgetown, the School of Foreign Service, which we talked about, Xavier College, which is where Boehner's from, Notre Dame, Pelosi, Santa Barbara, Panetta. I mean, look at, we have six Catholic Supreme Court judges right now. No Protestants left of the Supreme Court, counting Thomas, that is, who's kind of a latent Catholic. But I mean, John Kerry, trained by the Jesuits, of course, ends up in a Protestant school like Yale at Skull and Bones. So, I mean, you see who. But I'll let you tell us a little bit of your side.
Randy, you opened up a can of worms for Steve.
You got me started.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. The Vatican, I'm 74 years old. I've been retired for 12 years. I've spent the whole 12 years, all my working life, I didn't have time. I didn't have the resources, the internet, and all this stuff to figure this stuff out. But once I got the internet and I got retired and I had time, I spent most of my 12 years figuring out what is going on. And I have followed this thing and took it all the way to where I know the Vatican is the CNI on the back of the dollar.
They're also controlling your dog
the
right now.
Reserve, the UN, NATO, all of this stuff comes under the Jesuit, the Knight of Malta operations, and when you consider just one leg of the Vatican octopus, the Jesuits have 28 universities in the United States alone.
Uh-huh. And, okay. You know, right. And these
now,
are where these,
the
a lot
next,
of these people are coming from, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The next thing that I would have to say is you see all of these queers and faggots and lesbians showing up all over our government.
Randy, we're not going to go there with that. As much as I want you to
okay
be able to say a piece, let's not go there because I don't want to.
Okay.
I hear you. You know, I'm married. I have a child. But let's not call names.
Okay, let's go to the Second World War. The five major players: Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Joseph Shakespeare, Stalin, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Winston Churchill, Adolf Hitler. Five major players right there, okay? Second World War was nothing more than a Zionist and Vatican blood orgy. That's what the Second World War was. They was killing Christian whites on both sides of the situation. Now, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, communist, Bolshevik, Zionist, he was 33rd degree Mason, and he was buddy-buddies with either Spellman or Walsh, the cardinal in Washington at the time. I get those two names mixed at times. Okay, that's number one. Joseph Stalin, communist, Bolshevik, Zionist, Jesuit priest, okay? Dwight David Eisenhower, communist, Bolshevik, Zionist, 33rd degree Freemason, and was made honorary Knights of Malta at the end of the war because he sent 2 million more white Christian Germans back to, or not, 2 million mostly Christian Germans back to Russia to certain death. And so for this, he was honored with the honorary Knight of Malta. Then you had Sir Winston Churchill, 33rd degree Mason, lifetime member of the Church of London, which is the Vatican. He was a Druid. And he was a communist, Bolshevik, Zionist. Adolf Hitler of Germany was a rabid Catholic. He was handled, funded, and put together with a Vatican Jesuit. Okay, and he was a fervent Catholic on top of that. Now, all of this taken into context, is there any doubt that all roads lead to Rome?
Thanks for the call, Randy. Very compelling. We'll take more calls on the other side. Stand by.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Multiple Wyoming school districts implant RFID chip technology in students without parental consent. I'll tell you about that in just a second. I can't speak here, Steve. All of a sudden, I'm all verklempt.
All verklempt.
We are going to continue to take calls for the rest of the show. 800-313-9443. 9443. Let's talk to Chris in Vegas. What's up, Chris?
Why, good evening, Bob.
Why, good evening, Chris.
I thought I might fill in a few blanks you guys left on the table. Both of you were right on point with your observations about the Club of Rome. And the unfortunate thing that's missing there is you have to go back to Flavius Augustus Constantinus, a.k.a. Constantine the Great, that Constantinople was named after.
Yeah.
Whenever he listened to his black-robed high Yehudi priest cult, secrets of the cult purveyors, instructions telling him to come up with the rhetorical story, the lie, that he visioned the cross and Jesus spoke to him when he was on the Malvian Bridge because it would give him great powers and aid him and to inspire his men to win the battle the next day, which in fact did come to fruition. So you have to go back to the first synagogue of Satan, although the Holy Roman Universal Catholica Christos cult synagogue of Satan, the universal church that was adapted to all demonic pagan worshiping religions under the guise of Christosianity, goes back to the Sumerian Babylonian Pharisaic sea people cults of murderous robber raper plunderous hordes of murderers who hired themselves out to everyone and masked and disguised themselves as merchants of the sea to gain special access into their intended victims they sought to infiltrate, a la Trojan horse, by adopting the customs, dress, and habits of their intended victims.
Yeah, it's a very old game, no question about it, and you were right about how far back it actually goes. It's kind of interesting. I was reading Howard Fast's book, of course, but also the history of the Maccabean Revolt era. And, you know, the Syrians, Antiochus Epiphanes, had overrun Judea and what was the temple state of Jerusalem at that time. And so the Maccabees were actually the first connections between the political alliance and Rome. And that was back around 163 B.C., so, I mean, that was the beginning of what was originally a client-state situation that eventually became the Roman army and occupation of Judea that you on down into the first centuries, you're probably well aware. So the connections between these two groups have gone on for a long time. This is, in a sense, the way the Pharisees and the Sadducees operated. You know, they had no king but Caesar. They had no king but Caesar, if you remember that statement.
That particular word term, Caesar, if you look at the odd spelling of it, mm-hmm. C-A-E-S-A-R, I think it more correctly is Kazar or Kazar, K-A-Z-A-R, or perhaps another letter in there. But they were actually the Ashkenazis or the Khazarian Empire, the Caucasus Mountains and stuff, where these Turkish Mongol hordes of sea people emanated from. And the Jesuits of the Universal Holy Christos Church, Synagogue of Satan, were actually a warrior arm of the Catholica Church, and they were the ones where the Templars came from. The Jesuits were the Templars, and they adopted the Red Cross on the Templar, Poor Knights of whatever it was. But the whole thing is there's so many fairy tales, P-H-A-I-R-Y, from the Pharisees because of their proclivity for telling lies as fabricated stories to create the other versions of history that painted them in their great lights of historic significance as the great rulers of the world, the chosen of some pagan god.
Yeah, it's been around for quite a long time, as you know, and this is the bloodlines, of course, fit in there as well, going all the way back to Egypt and Babylon and ancient Sumeria and places like that. And so the key thing is you know, you see that this is an ongoing progression of a group of elitists who've had plans and designs on controlling the world for a long time. I think, you know, it's been said before that what they tried to do at Babylon failed, and so what they did do was they split up in a number of different directions and then tried to weave it all back together again, and that's where we are with the New World Order today. That's why you can see this multi-headed beast has so many different faces and names and identities in different groups of people, even all the way into the Wahhabis, Saudi Arabians, people like that. I mean, Freemason goes back, El Jebel and all that, into Islam as well. So people don't really know that it's also universal in many places, as well as these other groups we've talked about. Isn't that right in your opinion, too?
I'd say you're pretty darn close there. I think that the fairy tales that were portrayed in the Bible, that was created to especially get rid of troublesome texts that they didn't like getting rid of them and burying them in the desert, and including reworded or re-termed versions that were more friendly to their political agendas of being the controllers of men. And so if you consider that the pharaohs of Kemet or Egypt were really from the Pharisee cults, and that's where the pharaohs and the Khazars emanated from, of course, of those places, by their royal rights as being the chosen of whatever demon god chose them to rule over men, all the other tribes of men they claim, they are a very potent warrior force, very deceptive and skillful at the arts of war. So written down by Sun Tzu, which they've adapted very well in their Talmudic protocols of the alleged learned elders of Zion, coming from the Kabbalah and the Talmud.
Interesting stuff. You know, another part of this that we'll have to talk about sometime, and I'd like to get some experts on it, is the study of Mithraism, which was prevalent in Rome in the early days, even, you know, the days of Titus and Domitian and people like that, that kind of progressed in through Hadrian. And I'm sure it was still around, especially in the hierarchy of the military, up into the time of Constantine as well. Because a lot of this comes from the old Mithraean religion of Persia and places like that. And not a lot known about that, but the Roman hierarchy were very involved in that, which is a big part of this, too. You can learn a lot from that as well.
Well, I think the Mithraism is now the Gaiaism or the Earth Mother cults of the Green Meanies, which were really truly Isis or Diana cults, female goddess deities, if you will. As we recall, Rhodes Scholar Bill Clinton, whenever he was posed this question and he answered with a rhetorical, depends on what the meaning of the is, of course gave homage to his demon goddess cult, the Isis worshippers, is.
Interesting. Interesting. There's a group called ISIS now in the Middle East, if you've heard of them, and they are the Iraq Syrian the Iraq Syrian Institute. I'm not sure what it is, but it's an Iraq Syrian group of people of dissidents who are fighting the occupation forces there. ISIS is their acronym abbreviation. I didn't wonder if there's any connection there, just kind of metaphysical trivia there.
You recall the spawn of Abraham and Hagar and Sarai, later Sarah, Abraham, later on, was the father of two tribes of many nations, the Isaac and Jacob, or David later on, Dawid. And so it's not surprising that these two Talmudic groups would have similar mindsets to the religious foundations and precepts, or at least their religion, tribal cult customs that have been so effective taking over other tribes and made them such powerful warriors throughout history.
Well, there's a lot going on there. I'm not sure the Talmudic connection goes all the way back to Abraham. I mean, there were obviously a lot of different idolatrous groups at that time. You know, and Abraham was from a family. And the question is whether there was a real connection with a real God at that time who was opposed to all of that, or whether, you know, a lot of people try to keep the concept of a ongoing bloodline and elitist control with another name at that time. So, you know, those are all questions we can consider sometime.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for letting me contribute tonight. It's been enjoyable.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Final segment when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show. That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling.
You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. On an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Multiple Wyoming school districts implant RFID chip technology in students without parental consent. It had been 3 long months since this person had visited the quiet mining town of Hanau, Wyoming. While on task to cover groundbreaking test launch of the Obamacare RFID chip, they finally decided it was time to catch up with the wonderful citizens of Carbon County. the wonderful citizens of Carbon County, and see how they have been doing with their RFID implants. Well, turns out that they've decided to implant many, many school districts there and students without parental consent. Let's see here. A mini RFID is able to hold over 100 gigabytes and can easily update their school records. That's how they're billing this. But the people are outraged that this happened. Some parents took issue with the school's approach, claiming the school did so without their foreknowledge or consent. Superintendent Gerald Morgan of the Carbon County School District tells the National Report that most of these complaints come from families with heavily rooted religious backgrounds. Xenophobia and superstitions are common affliction among rural communities. Many French Christian sects believe Obama to be the Antichrist and the RFID chips to be the mark of the beast. Well, I'm sorry, folks, you don't have to be a devout Christian to look at this as the mark of the beast. You don't have to be somebody who looks at this as the mark of the beast to be outraged with what this school dared to do to these people's children without their consent. I got a simple solution. I'm going to be homeschooling my son. That's the bottom line, Steve. I hope people.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Madness and wake up to what's going on. This is very, very troubling stuff.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I don't think you have to really buy into the concept of 666 to want to object to this for a lot of reasons. I mean, that's one thing that I like doing about our show. You know, I know I have my beliefs, okay? But I think a lot of people see the problems here with what's happening with the police state lockdown, this constant surveillance grid. You know, if you like the 1984, as we talked about before, Orwellian, you know, dialectic, if you like. I mean, and when you put things like RFID chips in kids without their parents' consent or anybody knowing what's going on here, I mean, I'm really wondering who is behind all this. I mean, did you see that report recently where they're talking about putting these things in our troops so they can keep track of them? And, of course, this was very odd. You know, I don't really believe in shapeshifters, but what was that guy's name? You know, that odd Todd fellow, Bill Todd, you know, his eyes do that funny thing while he's talking about this story about putting chips in all of our troops. Can you imagine what it's going to be like if you put, you know, this kind of a system in place in all the people who are in authority? Well, they're going to naturally demand that everybody else comply. You know, I mean, police, RFID chips in cops, RFID chips in FBI agents, RFID chips in the military, the National Guard, you know, FEMA. That in itself, I think, is a pretty scary, you know, scenario. What do you think, Bob?
I know it is. I know without a doubt it is. Now, I'm not one who subscribes to the idea that the FEMA camps are for dissidents. No, I think the FEMA camps will be for people who want to go and need to go because they didn't get prepared. They saw that Dancing with the Stars was on, and they opted to spend their time with that rather than deal with the issues we have on the table. So that's my take on the FEMA camps.
Well, it's all education, and you know, as they've been saying, that they can convert a whole society or transform them into socialism or communists within one or two generations just by controlling the education system. And Charlotte Itzerby has done a great job of you know, exposing this as well. You know, great lady who's done tremendous work. You know, and so we've talked about Common Core curriculum. We've talked about all these things that are happening, and you know, homeschooling is probably the only alternative. And yes, they may try to make it illegal to keep you from doing that, Bob. I mean, I hope that doesn't.
Still waiting to hear back from the Spell family here in the state of Florida, who was arrested for homeschooling. And it's not illegal here, but the state attorney came after them under some sort of gray area. And this family, if they're sent to the jail cell because of this, it's going to set a precedent in our state that is very discouraging. Very discouraging.
Yeah,
so
I don't see.
I'm scared to see what happens here. This is the most basic right as a parent is to choose how you educate your child and where they go and who watches them. I mean, that's the bottom line. Most parents, unfortunately, these days have to work a 9-to-5 and they need a babysitter. And they do that at the cost of sending their children to indoctrination camps to be, well, brainwashed and potentially chipped.
Yeah, ugly. Ugly stuff, man. You know, you're marking people like you would animals or dogs, as they're saying in the chat room right now, kind of watching some of the comments go by. Good stuff there, you know. Well, hey, Bob, I don't know if we've got time for another call, but just in case we don't, what do you got coming up this week, some of your guests and stuff?
Oh, geez, Steve, hold on. Let me pull up the calendar here. I'll give you a quick, comprehensive look of who's coming on. You ready? Because we do have a lot of great guests coming on this week. To promote a conference that's going to be happening in Atlanta, Georgia next month. So you'll definitely want to hear about that. It's sponsored by the Weston Price Foundation. And the president of the Weston Price Foundation is going to be coming on tomorrow night. That's Sally Fallon to talk about food, diet, health, so on and so forth, nutrition. And I look forward to having her on tomorrow night. That'll be for the first hour. And then we have David Gumpert, who's coming back to the show, an author on the topic of food freedom. And he's got a great body of research that we want to get to. On Wednesday, Dr. Andrew Wakefield is going to be coming on. The infamous, notorious vaccine doctor, anti-vaccine doctor. And can't wait to hear from him. Great guy. Great stuff. And let's see here. We got Leanne Woodland coming on as well. Who's Leanne Woodland? Well, you'll have to tune in to find out if you don't know. Hold on. Let me tell you who she is. She was with... Hold on. It's at the tip of my tongue. We booked her a while ago. Oh, yeah. Step-by-Step Guide to Nutritional Healing is her book. This is good stuff. You're gonna like this. You know, why do we do a bunch of health shows, Steve? Because it's solution-oriented. Because it's one thing that we can still control. Yeah. Well, minus the Barry Sotero care that many of our listeners know better about. Let's see here. Last but not least, Dr. Richard Maurer's coming on when's he coming on? The 23rd. Oh, he's coming on tomorrow's show as well to talk about thyroid and thyroid disease, which is an epidemic in this country. Thyroid and metabolism is something that he'll be getting into, which I look forward to as well. Folks, if you want to help support the Bob Tuscan Show, I'd appreciate it. Steve would appreciate it. Go to the website. The Bob Tuscan Show is at bobtuscan.com. That's Bob, T-U-S-K-I-N.com, bobtuscan.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family tab. And if you can hook us up with a few Federal Reserve notes, again, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance. And folks, I will be back at it tomorrow night. You can always email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com is the email, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. And if you don't know the truth about AIDS, if you don't know the truth about HIV, check out Steve's film. It's a great comprehensive look at a very, very important topic, one that we spend a lot of time on the show. But if you don't know about it, check it out. I think you're going to get a very startling perspective, even if you think you know. Well, as they say, you have no idea. AIDSfraudvideo.com. Steve, thanks, man.
Okay, my pleasure. See you on Wednesday.
Right, Chuck, come with us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That does it for us tonight, folks. Thanks again. Love you. Until next time.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial